Dr. Stephen Kelly has only 28 Facebook friends, but when he logs into his son John's account, he has more than 1,000. He only does it once or twice a year on special occasions, like John's birthday, and the day before I spoke with him, which was the second anniversary of John's suicide.
It's a little bit, you know, unusual. I do leave a message. I post a message from us, just thanking people for remembering him.
The message appears to come from John, but Dr. Kelly signs it himself.
Let me just get it exactly. I have to get online for a second.
He also reads messages that others leave for his son, like this one from an organization that John volunteered with to try to stop war crimes in Africa.
2 years ago, one of our own, John Kelly, lost his battle with OCD. He fought it for so many years, not wanting his condition to prevent him from loving and supporting others. John, we miss you so much. We are deeply thankful that we got to know you and seek justice alongside of you. So, things like that come up.
Dr. Kelly is only able to stay in touch like this because he was able to guess John's password. It was lucky, but it may also be illegal.
It's not an approach I recommend at all.
Jim Lamb is an estate planning lawyer and an expert in digital assets.
Do people do this? Yes, because it's easy and people think they're not going to get caught, and they may be right. I can't advise people to potentially break the law.
The police are not going after Dr. Kelly, but there is a legal distinction that separates your real-world property from your digital property. Decades-old computer privacy laws.
If somebody passes away without clearly authorizing somebody else, giving them lawful consent is the terminology, Facebook and others are taking the position that that's private. And they aren't going to give it to you.
This isn't just an academic issue. Facebook successfully used this privacy law in court to avoid turning over the account information of a British model after her death. And it doesn't stop there.
Even if I leave my password to my spouse or my personal representative of my estate, I may be violating my contract with Facebook.
Accounts with Google and Facebook aren't just different because they're digital. They're different because they're not really yours. And if you violate your contract with those companies, you could be guilty of violating the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. It seems like a legal mess. But to an entrepreneur, every mess is an opportunity. At Internet Media Labs in the Flatiron District, 17 companies share a big open office. One of them is Afterstepz. It's kind of like TurboTax, but for death.
Okay, so I'll take you through?
Sure.
All right.
Jessica Bloomgarden, the company's founder, and I walked through the process. We could upload my will, choose a healthcare proxy. We could even pick the music and speakers for my funeral.
Sounds kind of ironic, but you can actually have a little bit of fun planning this now.
And then there's the section for digital accounts. Bloomgarden reads the instructions.
So with more and more of our lives moving online, recording your digital assets is becoming increasingly important. Add your digital account usernames and passwords below so that your family can cancel, delete, or update them as you instruct.
She knows that's against a lot of online providers' policies.
So it's really more about giving that person options as opposed to adhering to whatever policies, you know, these organizations or companies are setting.
Those policies may be starting to change. Google recently announced a kind of digital estate planner. You can set it to delete your data or to share it with your friends or family after your account's been inactive for a while. And there are efforts to modernize those out-of-date laws, too, both at the national level and here in New York. But if they succeed and make it easier for relatives to access all of our digital accounts, we'll probably want to give a little bit more thought to what we're leaving behind online.
I don't think my parents are going to spend a lot of time going through my email. Now you have me concerned. I'm going to go through all my old emails. No, I think it's fine.
For WNYC, I'm Stan Alcorn.